Shavua Tov, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 5 of Pirkei Avot, Mishnayot 6 and 7, continuing our theme of things that are counted in specific numbers. Asara Dvarim, there were 10 items, Nivru, that were created Be'erev Shabbat, the first Erev Shabbat of creation, Bein HaShemashot, between the twilight time. Now, Bein HaShemashot, for us human beings, is a time of Suffolk, so we have to start Shabbos before Bein HaShemashot, because it might be day, it might be night. For Hashem, Hashem knows exactly when Shabbat starts. There's no doubts in front of him. So he was able to create these items during this time period where human beings wouldn't be able to tell if Shabbat had started yet, but it was actually a split second before Shabbat. Ve'elohen, these are the 10 items. Pi Ha'aretz, the mouth of the earth. This is the opening of the earth that swallowed Adat Korach, the people who rebelled against Moshe and Aharon during Korach's rebellion. See Parshat Korach for details. Upia Be'er, and the mouth of the well. This is actually the Be'er Shel Miriam. This is the well that was in the Merit of Miriam that actually traveled with Am Yisrael, traveled with our camp in the wilderness for 40 years. It's called Pi because it would actually open the mouth to give water, and then it would close when they're traveling. Pia Aton, the mouth of the donkey. This is Bilam's famous donkey in Parshas Balak that spoke to him to rebuke him when he was on his way to curse Am Yisrael. V'hakeshet, the rainbow, which of course is used in Parshat Noach as the sign that Hashem will not bring another flood. V'haman, the manna from heaven. Hamate, the staff that was used by Moshe to perform miracles and used by other famous personalities. It was the same staff, they passed it down. V'hashamir. Now the shamir is some sort of tiny barley-sized worm, and it actually was used to split stones and engrave gems. They talk about this in the end of Sota, Sota Daf 48, and the Gemara talks about how they couldn't use metal tools to build the temple, to cut the stones and to engrave the stones on the Kohen Gadol's breastplate, but they could use the shamir, which would somehow cut through very hard materials that were marked with ink. Now, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf 68, describes how Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, was able to retrieve this special creature, and actually mentions they used to keep it in a kli made of lead, which makes me think it had some sort of used radiation or something to split the stones or carve into the gems. Now back in our Mishnah, Hakatav, the writing, the shape of the Aleph Bet, Hamichtav, the thing that was engraved, referring to the Luchot, the tablets of the Ten Commandments that miraculously, that our sages explain, they were legible from both sides, even though there's a Samech and a Mem in there, that, you know, the middle portion of the Samech and the Mem Sofit would actually be floating in the air. The Haluchot, and the tablets of the Ten Commandments themselves. V'yesh Omrim, some people add, Afa Mazikin, even the demons and destructive spirits and the forces of Yetzer Hara. Ukvrato Shel Moshe, and the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu, which the Gemara explains was hidden, that no one knows where it is. The Gemara in Sota 14 says no one can actually find it, even though they tried. V'eilo Shel Avraham Avinu, and the ram that Avraham Avinu used in place of his son Yitzhak by Akedat Yitzhak. V'yesh Omrim, and some people add, Af Tzvat B'Tzvat Asuya, that even the first tongs, that a metal worker uses tongs to hold items that he's heating up and then shaping into the right form, that Hashem gave us a set of tongs, gave Adam HaRishon probably a set of tongs to use to hold the hot metal to make other tongs. So Hashem basically gave us the first technology, which we were able to engage in making our own technology from that, without, of course, burning our hands in doing so. Now on to Mishnah Zion. Well, actually, first, you know, the Rambam explains what this mission is teaching us is the capability for miracles is something that Hashem built into creation, that creation is ready for these miracles to happen. It was intended from the beginning. The Meiri says all of these 10 things are mentioned specifically. There are other miracles, of course. These 10 are specifically have to do with reinforcing our emunah. Now let's go on to Mishnah Zion. Shiva Devarim Begolem. There are 7 things said about a golem. Now there's a famous golem in Prague, but a golem really means an unfinished person, a person who has not sharpened himself into having proper midos. V'shiva b'chochem. We compare it to 7 midos, 7 attributes of a chacham, of a truly wise person. Now, of course, it could be the golem is learning in yeshiva, it could be he's in kolel, but he just hasn't sharpened his own midos yet, even though he's trying. So chacham, what does a chacham do? Eino medaber bifnei mi shehu godol mimena b'chof minyan. He doesn't speak up in front of people who are greater in wisdom. He doesn't, you know, he wants to listen to what they say, he wants to learn. Eino nichnas letoch divrei chavero. He does not interrupt when someone else is speaking. He doesn't rush to respond when they ask him a question. He has to think about it. Shoel ke'inyan, he asks questions that are on topic, that have to do with the discussion. Umeshiv kehalacha, and when he answers directly what's the answer to the question he was asked. He's not roundabout. V'omer al rishon rishon, he answers the first question first. V'al achron achron, on the last question last. The Rav Bartner here explains in the parish that all of these are learned out from sources, and this one is actually learned out from Hashem, who answers the first question first, the second question second, etc. The Alma Shelo Shama, and the Chacham about something he didn't hear, Omer Lo Shamati. He admits he didn't hear it. And the Bartner points out it could be he's coming up with a psak din, he's coming up with a legal ruling in halacha according to his own knowledge. He doesn't pretend that he heard this ruling from his rebbeim or from a sefer. He says, yes, this is my own ruling, when it is in fact his own ruling. And of course, if he got it from another source, he acknowledges the previous source. Umode ala emet, and he admits to what is true. The Bartner brings Moshe Rabbeinu when Aharon had a halachic discussion with Moshe. Moshe was willing to admit that he had heard the halacha and forgotten it, and that Aharon was actually correct. And finally, Mishnah concludes, v'chilufehim begolem, and the opposite is true by the golem. So the golem, we'll see, doesn't hesitate to speak in front of people who are older and wiser. He interrupts people. He answers questions out of order. He asks questions that are off topic. You know, he's unorganized. He's all over the place. The chacham really has an organization to his life and his learning. Whereas the golem, by contrast, is really sort of, you know, not organized and not in order. So we should all try to make our life in order. One thing I've heard that's interesting is this second to last one, Ma shelo shama omer lo shamati. Something he didn't hear, he says, I didn't hear. So if the opposite's true for the golem, then the golem says, Al ma shama hu amar shamati. On something he heard, he said, I heard. So that's absolutely true. If you heard it, you can say, I heard it. So an explanation I've heard from contemporary Rebbeim is they said that someone who's a golem, he'll hear someone's teaching a shir in Pirkei Avos, and he'll say, oh, I already learned Pirkei Avos, I'm not interested in hearing, even though every teacher gives over the content in their own way and adds their own unique touch. But he says, I already learned Pirkei Avos, I don't have to hear the Mishnah Yomi, I already learned that. Whereas the Chacham will, you know, having learned the same Parsha every single year of his whole life, having learned Pirkei Avos 10 times, he learned Mesilas Yesharim 5 times, he wants to hear someone's explanation of it so he can find the Chidushim, he can find the new and interesting insights, even though he's already learned the material before. So part of being a Chacham is accessing and learning the same material over and over from different teachers and in different ways, so you can really tease out all the nuances and all the chidushim there within. Everyone have a great week. Tizku le mitzvot.